If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And with the great Samhain ritual behind us, all that's left is to gather up those discarded costumes from everyone's trash and create a yard sculpture that suggests a bunch of otherworldly creatures and sexy nurses had their insides sucked out by a giant spider. Because that's November, baby. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, also the greatest lawyer in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. If you're familiar with the Chicagoland area, it's the one at the intersection of Irving and Clark. And I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, I was going to say as always, but a lot of things really put that into perspective recently, but I am joined, thankfully, thank the goddesses, as they say here in Foon, by my co-host, my good bud. He's a good friend. Oh, we almost lost him. Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. I want to bing your bong. Oh, sorry. That's...
What?
What is that? I don't know what that was. Hey,
yeah,
baby.
Chunt, usually you say Bebo or something like that, but...
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, Arnie, but last week I died.
I did hear. I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing a chunt for October. I was interviewing a silly chair. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. If you ever get the chance, Arnie, I highly recommend interviewing a silly chair. So many anecdotes.
I mean, you and Clint Eastwood is your favorite interview subjects.
Clint Eastwood? I'm not familiar. Squinting very hard to think. No, I can't remember Clint Eastwood. Anyway, there I was when a horde of vampires burst in, and they all just start punching my legs. And pretty soon, I couldn't feel my legs, Arnie. And I thought I was dead. And you know how sometimes I blep? We don't show it on the podcast because it's audio only. You know how I blep, like my tongue sticks out and kind of gets stuck?
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
Sometimes you'll take your finger and go do-do-do-do-do-do-do on my little blep. My tongue got stuck, and it was just terrifying because I couldn't scream. And so, yeah, I thought I was goner. And then when I finally got away, Arnie, I realized suddenly, whoa, I can turn into a bat. I shapeshifted into a bat.
But you are a shapeshifter.
Yeah. Okay.
I just, you're inspired by the locale.
Yeah, I think, no, you're right. I think when you said it, it makes sense that I'm a shapeshifter. I could always turn into a bat. It's all fine. I have this cape now, but that is just an aesthetic choice.
Okay. Can I back up on something? You don't see vampires punching a lot. You said they came in and they started punching your legs?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a weird move for a vampire.
It is.
It's not usually their go-to.
Also, why your legs?
Yeah.
Arnie,
Why not the legs? They're the thing we use to walk around on.
You're
already so close to the ground.
Take that, lawyer.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. My legs are my arms as well, depending on how you view badgers.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
So fair. If you're going to fight someone...
Touché.
If you take out all four limbs, you win.
Shit, I gotta be a better lawyer. I would have been so embarrassed by that one.
You're going to win your next case with the legs as arms clause.
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, you have to make it a little more succinct. Maybe law warrior?
I'm sorry. C-L-A-U-S-E.
Clause.
Legs as arms clause, not legs as arms clause.
Gosh, C-L-A-U-S-E. The more we talk about this, the more I hate it.
The main thing to know is, Arnie, after that happened to me, it was terrifying. And I was like, oh my gosh, I almost died. I basically did. And my friends were not there. How awful. So I had someone craft us these friendship bracers. Now, we each get, you get one. So beautiful. These are friendship bracers, and one, they're just beautiful, and it has a little Arnie and a little wizard and a little badger. It was very fun, and it says...
Is the wizard and the badger you? You guys?
Yeah, I'm the badger. Right. Yeah, and Usador is the wizard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, and what does it say on there, did you say?
It says ACU, so Arnie, Chunt, Usador,
oh,
with a heart enveloping it all. And what it is, Arnie, I spent my life savings on this. Right. What it is at any time, if you... clink together the friendship bracers two times and say anybody's name who's wearing the bracers, the friendship bracers, that person will teleport to you.
That's a lot to remember.
Let me try it. Arnie!
Well, oh, yeah.
There he is. He's on the other side of me now.
Huh. Let me try.
That's disorienting.
Arnie!
Okay.
Oh, he's sitting on my lap. Hello!
I'm going to go over to the bar.
I'm just going to try it over here. Arnie!
Here, let me try in the ceiling.
Yeah, bring him back.
Arnie!
Sorry, I'm staring.
These are great.
These are so fun.
Normally, I feel like I'd be all in for something where I can move around without walking, but it starts to get to you a little bit.
You know, Chunt, now I'm glad you died.
Thank you.
A bit.
Thank you. Something good came out of it,
Something good came out of it.
Unfortunately, no content came out of it because we did not record your actual death.
No, we got it.
You got it?
Okay. Yeah, the vampires seem to have some sort of microphone. Is that what this is called? Microphone?
Yes.
It was like a branch with like a berry on it. They shoved a berry on it, and there was a pop filter. I assume that's what it was. It was like a leaf. It was like a leaf that was like...
Fucking telling me that the vampires are starting a podcast? That's the worst part of this whole thing.
Oh, was I not supposed to say anything?
It just feels like everyone has a podcast now.
It's called Podpires. It comes out monthly. I think it's doing very well.
Oh, fuck, that's a good name. Well, there's so many vampires. They already have that whole... Like, there are like a million vampires in Castle Hawkspire, so they already have that kind of, like, that social circle to start with, right?
Yeah,
and that's kind of how... Ah, fuck, they're going to be huge.
Yeah, and their tagline was something like... It sucks because they put me in a trance to make me a guest. Otherwise, I would... Arnie, I would never be a guest on any other podcast, except for Get Nuts. Mm-hmm. But they put me in a trance. I feel like their tagline was something along the lines of like, I want to suck your
pot.
What?
That's what it was. I want to suck your pot.
That's disgusting. I'm flabbergasted.
Oh, it's so good. I wonder if they're starting
here.
A network. Maybe if they got a popular network going, we could join them or something. I don't know.
Arnie, are you going to introduce me in this episode, or what the hell are we doing?
Oh, well, excuse me. We already dealt with you dying a bunch. Anyway, my other co-host is a sack of shit.
All right, fine. Here I am.
Yeah, okay, Usador. Yeah, I'm sure you're still prepping for the Wizards. Or did the Wizards' Choice Awards already happen, probably?
No.
And we didn't bother to record
win?
That?
What'd you win?
No. It's still a month away. You're both going to be there. It's going to be the biggest event in all of the town, and at the base of here at the Unnameable Mountain, and everyone will know about it. It won't pass by without your knowledge. First of all, the sky will bleed.
Oh.
You won't miss that.
The whole sky or just like a portion of the sky?
Oh, you know, parts of it, you know.
Mm, yeah.
The sky will bleed and the heavens will open, you know.
Seems like a lot of sky stuff. That seems really redundant so far.
So the sky will ope and let the blood flow from the heavens?
You got it.
Okay, so it's all one thing. You're describing it as a multi-part, but it's all one action.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to say, usually if the first two things people describe about an event sound exactly the same, that means there's not a lot going on at that event.
That's just a precursor to the whole thing.
Oh, speaking of precursors,
we're going to have snacks, we're going to have apps. Yes. It's going to be a great party. Everything. We're going to have everything. We're going to have Billy Baldwin, we're going to have Stephen Baldwin, we're going to have all the celebrities.
What?
I don't know if you've heard about this, Usador, but I guess they give out some of the less exciting awards in the weeks prior because you got something in the mail.
What did I get?
Usador, you won. Da-da-da-da! Best bird shit! Here you go.
Oh, Chunt, I'm so moved. I win this award every single year, and it's always an honor.
Oh, yeah, I guess it does say the Usador of the Blue Best Birdshit Award. It's named after you.
Yes, well, there was one year that I lost it when the skies opened and birdshit fell out instead of blood.
It sounds like you got... Remember when we were in the Midwest, and any time, you know, Arnie would drop something, he'd go, oh, that's what it sounds like. The sky's apologizing. Like, yeah. Remember Arnie used to do that all the time?
Oh, yeah, I still do.
We went back to Ohio?
Yes, I do remember that. I just don't have time to say opened. Who's the time?
And that's why I'm saying, Arnie, you need to succinctize your name into law warrior or something like that. War lawyer. Mm. Now, that sounds too close to warlock.
Did someone say warlock?
Yep, I just said it.
Okay. Yeah, Chunt, our
Fuck
friend
off,
Chunt
dude.
Here.
This guy's breathing down my nuts.
Oh, tiny badger. My qualm is not with you.
Oh,
my qualm is with the blue.
Oh, a qualm. I love settling qualms. Please, have at.
He's pointing right at you, Usador.
I am pointing at you, Usador the Blue.
I'm sorry, have I had the pleasure of your acquaintance before?
Oh, our paths have crossed once before, and I've been dealing with it for the last 200 years.
Okay,
could you not say the word crossed? It gives me a bit of a headache for some reason.
Yes, I would have been, 100, 150 around then. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, you look vaguely familiar. Did we go to the Great Halls of Tarakas together or something? Were we studying there?
We have met at a very benign and otherwise uneventful time, but you took that opportunity to change my life.
Arnold, sex party.
It was a bit of a soiree, yes, indeed.
Okay. Hmm.
It was a local key party that would have been a romping good time for everyone. But you decided to curse me at that key party.
Before we get to this curse, and I gotta tell you, sir, I am very interested in this curse. I gotta hear a little bit more about what are the rules of this key party?
Yeah, Dish.
Yes. Well, if Usador doesn't take lead, then I will... They were the key parties of Transid Argamon, one of the hottest Transid swingers Argamon. In the land of Foon.
Transid Argamon, a little T, little A? Ooh, yes.
Oh, yes.
But it's not just a little T, and it's a whole lot of A.
Oh, yes, I remember now. This was during my I was sort of paladin adjacent at this time, so, like, orgies at Transid Argamon, like, I'd kind of, like, bust in and be like, what do you think you're doing? This isn't what the goddesses wish us to do. You must be pure and holy if you ever want to defeat the Dark Lord. I kind of got through that phase, you know. I kind of loosened up a lot after that. I was pretty uptight back then, I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Oh, you loosened up? Oh, that's so convenient that after you cursed me, Nicholas Foomp, to 200 years of... being trapped within my own mind for the indecency that I showed at that swingers orgy, that you finally turned a new leaf and became more chill, more laid back.
Yeah, that's the upside, I suppose. Well, I'm sorry, Nicholas. Did you say your last name was Foomp?
Fump.
Fump.
Oh, and Fump, when you say you're trapped in your own head, does that mean, like, like the party was such an embarrassment. Like every night before you go to bed, you just lay awake and think about that party for like an hour, and you're like, "Fuck, this sucks."
Oh,
like,
that's that funny because kind of I interpret it as you're at a sex party and you just can't come.
Oh no! Well, actually, that's good.
That's how it started. We bumped shoulders. You read me to filth. You told me that I was being some kind of indecent man. And you said that I had no purity left in me. And you cursed me. And I thought it was nothing. I thought it was just a random happenstance encounter with someone who's a little bit uptight at a situation in which it probably behooves you to be okay with how the night is going. But then I went deeper into the orgy and things started to... was start to get hot and heavy, and I realized that I couldn't perform, and then I started to think about that, and I thought, thump, what does this mean, that I can't get going, and then I started thinking about it even more, and then my world started to get tunnel vision, and it got darker and darker and darker, and just like that, there was nothing. And then it was hell. You cursed me. I spent 50 years at that orgy, unable to perform and just thinking about everyone kind of knows that I'm on the fence and I can't, they see me in the corner and I'm not joining in. And then I was 50 years of my life, and then 50 years I had to endure a different torment, and then 50 years another one, and then a loose assortments for another 50 years. Okay, it wasn't necessarily one
continuous
thing.
So it wasn't always
exactly
the same parcel of time for each part.
Yeah.
It's like a box of chocolates. There's a variety, right, Thump?
Yeah, it was a smorgasbord of hell.
So if I was going to sum up your whole deal, I might say, you're Thump, you're in your head.
I mean... Huh. It's a little more complicated than that.
It's a pretty good summary.
Actually, why don't we take... Fump, why don't you grab a seat, and I'll go get us some drinks, and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And Arnie, why don't you join me to grab some drinks? Arnie. Okay.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
So, Nicholas Thump, do you mind telling me just a little bit about who you were before this encounter with Usidore and before you entered this Thump slump?
Yes. Before the slump, I will be honest with you. I wasn't anyone special.
Oh.
I was a low-level warlock. I didn't know anything more than a cantrip. And
oh, yeah.
And truly, barely even that. I mean, I can trip you over here. I can trip you over there.
Sure.
My foot shoots out very quickly, but outside of that, I wasn't very magical.
See, Arnie? Feet trip somebody. Legs are important, okay? Yeah, you gotta take them out quick.
Arms is legs.
And I'm so sorry. Usidore and Thump, between the two of you, I know the answer, but for Arnie, in case he's forgotten, what's the difference between a wizard and a warlock?
Well, a wizard is born into the world.
when the goddesses demand that there be a champion to defend all of the world from the evil that shall destroy us all. For most certainly, the goddesses demanded that I come into this world to defeat the Dark Lord in a conspiracy of bird and wind and rain
and fire. I should have just asked, what's a warlock?
To come down, the heavens did ope, and the blood did pour down towards a tree, and I did step forth fully formed. And warlocks, they like learn magic and stuff, right? Don't you just go to read a book or something?
Yeah, I read a purple scroll, and now I don't have to use matches.
Oh, hell yeah. That's nice.
One other thing I've noticed, and I don't know if this is all the time for wizards and warlocks. Seems like wizards have beards and warlocks have goatees.
Generally, yes. There are a few wizards who will wear a goatee, and you're kind of looking at them, and you're like, what are you doing right now? You look like an idiot. And then, you know, some warlocks,
warlocks, if we're being honest, according to rules set long before my existence, warlocks are not allowed to grow full beards. We are barred magically. As soon as we utter our first magical incantation, the hair from the sides of our face falls off, we are cursed with a perfect, pristine goatee.
Yeah, and you got high cheekbones. It looks great. And you got instead of a robe, you have like a duster. It looks fucking cool.
You really make it work. I've seen some warlocks that look kind of silly, and I think you look very intimidating, very cool.
If we're being honest, most wizard beards are just like fucking out of control. They could use a little shape.
What are you talking about? How else would I reach in there and pull out this bird then?
Why is the bird only going for me?
That bird hates you.
Get that bird back in that beard.
Leave him alone, bird. Ani, we should find a purple scroll for you.
And then I'd be a warlock, too. I'm really interested in only being things where I can be Foon's greatest something. That's why I'm going to try to do almost nothing else.
All right.
Greatest podcaster in all of Foon. Like these fucking vampires.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Podpires is coming for you.
Nicholas, have you heard of Podpires?
Podpires? I listened to it on my way to the base of the Unnameable Mountain.
Which
took a long time, because how do you find one like that?
I know. Yeah, it's tough. We kind of like it that way, though. Keeps the area kind of special. Off the beaten path.
Now, Nicholas, you mentioned that you spent your first 50 years at an orgy. First of all, kudos to whoever put on that orgy. That's a lot of food. Second, you said you spent your life in some sort of other torment for the following 50 years. What? How did it change? Where did you go? What happened to you?
Well, I thought you'd never ask. For you see, Usador the Blue, one thing that I did learn after my 200-year prison was how to reverse-engineer the spell that you put me under just ever so slightly.
Okay.
So much so that I could bring other people to see the world that I had left behind. And with that, I will bring you to a torment that I spent 50 years in right here, right now, by the power of Fum.
Wait.
The never-ending hole!
He's Fum. I'm in his head.
Arnie. Too late. We're already inside his head.
We are now in the never-ending hole I fell straight down for 50 years.
Wow, we're all just falling.
This is sort of fun.
It feels fun at first, but then we get past the 30-minute mark and you're kind of really like, I really wish I was on some kind of solid ground.
Sure. I also imagine that you're sort of thinking like, there's got to be ground coming pretty soon. You got to be thinking that pretty often.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of maddening in itself, just thinking endlessly the same thought over and over again with never having any satisfaction. Kind of like the orgy. I'm seeing a pattern here.
So you were falling.
Of course you would see
a
pattern. You trapped me here.
Yes.
You made the pattern that you see now.
Orgy is like going into a hole. Usador, you're so clever.
A long, winding, treacherous hole.
Winding? Someone got to get that checked out.
Well, that was very literal, Chunt, but I was thinking more about the fact that you'll never achieve any sort of satisfaction, and Nicholas had mentioned that he was unable to reach climax during coitus earlier. So I didn't want to be, you know, uncouth and bring that up again, but I did. Yeah.
And do you feel as though you, do you see the torment that you've caused me? The wind whipping,
I gotta say, I'm enjoying the wind a little bit.
The wind whipping, yeah, also my cape looks fucking amazing. Look, if I go sideways, look at this, look at my cape.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Dang. Whee! Dang, that's, yeah, all right, that looks great, but the thing about that Chunt the Badger is that I did not have the pleasure of wearing a cape to the orgy that I was imprisoned in.
Well, that's your first mistake.
You gotta wear a cape. You gotta wear a cape.
You know, hindsight be a 20/20. Yeah. But I was cursed with what I had on at the time, which was nothing.
Oh. Yes. Ooh. Well, why didn't you just conjure up, like, a magic carpet or a Den Billions floating orb or something, or something just land on.
Why didn't I conjure that up? Let me swim through the air so I can get closer to your face. Why didn't I conjure that up? Why didn't I conjure that up
so slowly? Get out of my face!
Yeah, after 200 years.
I don't know magic. I don't have that. I don't have those spells at my...
You look like you're treading water. That's not even how swimming works.
Look, you're perpetually slipping on a banana.
Use your legs more, man.
Look, it's not my fault you don't know magic. You came to me, you try to step up to the wizard. The wizard's going to step back, you know? Like, what do you want me to do?
Nicholas, you're just slowly floating onto your back. How are we so much better at maneuvering?
They will be hell to pay when I go the rest of that 270 degrees. Hang on.
A few minutes?
No, hang on. Wave my arm. All right, I'm back. Okay. I've righted the ship.
So
now,
goofy.
Do you not see the Chunt, Arnie, the greatest warriors? Surely you must see that this was not, the reaction was not justified. When we met Usador at Trancid's orgy, all I did was ask you if you wanted to get in on some of this, okay?
Well, I was there to stop perversion at the time, which, you know, looking back on, I'm not proud of. I don't want to kink shame anyone. You know, it was a period in my life that, you know, wizards, they go through a lot of stages. They live for a long time, and you get bored with being one way and you become another way. So let me say this to you, Nicholas. Even now, as we fall down this pit, as you did for those 50 years.
Hang on, I've rotated halfway. Hang on.
Turn back around.
You're just talking to his butt right now.
Sorry.
I never knew you were a Grimoire Thumper. That sucks.
All right, I'm back.
It was a phase, just a quick phase. Jen Levy and I were on a break. I was not doing well.
Wait a second. Are you saying that Nicholas Frump just got you on, like, a bad weekend and then you cursed him for 200 years?
I didn't know it was going to last for 200 years. I probably just said, like, Escavalatar or something like that. Was it Escavalatar?
It was Escavalatar.
Oh, that, I really...
You rolled that
I really put
R.
some stink on that R. Ooh,
yes, you did.
Oh, yeah.
That probably extended. I probably meant to last for like 200 minutes or 200 days or something. But I really kind of leaned into it there. But, live and learn. The next time you're falling down a pit, just say, Isala Kaltahathaha. And you'll grow these beautiful angel wings like I have. Oh, you guys are still falling.
Yeah, we don't have magic. We don't have magic like you. We don't got it like you do.
Right. Forgot.
All right, enough of this falling. By the power of Thump.
We're back. Solid ground, all right.
I mean, you say you don't have magic, but it's very impressive that you can take us to these worlds that you've experienced.
I can only do this because I spent that time trying to understand what you did to me.
Right, and now, how are you going to make a little money off of it? You make it into a ride, you have some kids, fall down a hole, make them pay you a gold coin? What do you think?
I mean, I've been so obsessed with tracking you down and what I would say to you if I ever had the time. I didn't have money when I came to again, and I haven't thought about the afterwards.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of like a sensory deprivation tank, you know?
Yeah,
you could charge people to fall through your head for a while.
Well, I mean, ballparking, we'll come back to this, Usador. Ballparking, how much would you say that was worth, that whole falling experience back then?
I could see you charging...
40 gold?
50 gold?
That's pretty steep. That. I'd say more like maybe like 10, 15 maybe.
And 15 bronze, maybe.
If it's a Tuesday night, maybe 5.
Bronze? Yeah.
Bronze?
Yeah, I mean, I can fall anywhere.
But that's true.
But can you keep falling? Yeah. Can you keep falling?
Yeah, I guess you have a point. I have to get back up if I want to keep falling.
You know what? If you think about it, you're not charging for the falling. You're charging for the not having to get back up.
Ooh. Yes.
Which is probably some kind of a commodity of itself, because people are cursed with the needing to get back up again.
Yeah.
But if you never have to, that's worth at least 40 gold.
It seems steep to me. It seems like a lot.
I don't know. Guys, it seems like he needs 40 gold real bad, because he keeps coming back to that.
Do you need 40 specifically?
35. 35. I need
35.
You just wanted 5 for like a meal.
When you pull back, it seems reasonable.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Usador, you're hard to track down, and I made a lot of promises to people who said that they had clues to your whereabouts.
Oh, really?
And I need to pay them back.
Oh, I see. You think I'm hard to track down? I love to stand on top of a mountain and just scream things.
It's hard to not run into him, from my experience.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really hiding out. I mean, I guess we're kind of, we're on the edge of civilization here in Nibblebottom, I suppose. Wait, hold on. Are you seeking some sort of revenge on me? Because I gave you the power of falling in a hole?
Well, Usador, to be fair, it was more than that. That was just one of the parts, and in fact... Nicholas, what part of your experience are we in now?
Oh, well, I've transported us back to the strange familiar, because I myself needed a small break, because even going back to those places is draining on my body and my mind.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah, you do look a lot worse than when we first showed up.
I feel sick. Bad. I feel my skin feels dry from all the wind whipping.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
His fingers look
longer.
I gotta
say, John, you look great. It really looked like it was revitalizing for you.
Yeah, I just feel like I got so much blood rushing to all extremities, and it just feels like my fur's like doing something really fun and cool, and I feel very good.
And John, why do you keep smirking every time you say blood?
Oh, no reason. Oh, they don't know I have fangs now. This little badger has fangs.
Chunt, you've always had fangs.
Huh?
Have very sharp teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you say it, that makes sense. Oh, Usador, I realized something. You know how you did what you did to Fump because you had a rrr on it?
Yeah.
That's why I always hear Corncob the Calico, the cat wizard, is so powerful. Because every time he does a spell, there's so much of a rrr.
Hold on, I gotta write like 5 things down.
Arnie, all you wrote down was, kill vampires stealing my podcast.
I know, but I write slow.
And you wrote it 4 times.
I mean, Corncob the Calico, of course, is a very powerful wizard.
So cute.
One of the rare animal wizards that you don't see nearly as oft. I don't have time to say often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, here's the thing, a time-saving tip. If you're going to go with oft, you don't have to keep explaining it every time, because then you're like tripling the amount of time it says to say often.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think anyone on this podcast should be giving time-saving tips.
Well, Nicholas, if you've come for some sort of revenge against me, I have to say I'm likely to just curse you again, to be perfectly blunt.
Oh, so you're not a reformed wizard. You're still just as likely to put me in another curse? You've learned nothing? Did you even think about me? What you did to me after you cursed me?
Oh, surely, Fump, come on. It had to have haunted Usador, right, Arnie? This had to have, like, weighed on his mind for years and years and years?
Surely.
I don't even really remember this happening. I sort of remember going to an orgy and being like, you offend the goddesses and you are impure and sort of, you know, crap like that. It's so tacky now. It's really great. Regret it all. If I cursed you, I apologize. I fully apologize. And let me put it this way. If you come for revenge and you step up, I'm going to curse you again. However, if you've come to make peace and turn over, you know, the next page of your book, I'm happy to help you in any way that I can. Would you like to, I don't know, is anyone you know still alive? You want to go back in time? Do you want to...
What kind of question is that?
I suppose I could call Ken. Well, he's cursed for 200 years. Maybe he lost touch with his family. I don't know. I lost everything,
especially the orgy.
Especially the orgy?
Especially the orgy.
I don't know if that's what you should be focused on.
I was going to go to break, but I do need to take a moment and point out, you're like, I lost everything. Everyone I love, my family, all my possessions, and especially I lost the orgy.
Yeah, see, that's your priorities are out of whack, man.
You've never been to a Transit Argamon orgy.
I have.
That's where you met
me. I literally met you there.
No, I'm talking about all of y'all. I'm talking about the rest of y'all.
Oh, okay.
Y'all don't have a frame of reference.
I've heard tell.
They were all of the rage. They were all people talked about, and I didn't have much going on at the time.
Okay, let's take a break, and then let's focus on how you didn't have much going on at the time, because I think that might be the real issue here.
But very quickly, I do have to say, there's three things you don't do in food. You never ask a woman her hit points. You never ask anyone if anyone they know is still alive.
And you never
pet Corncob the Calico while he's cursing you.
No.
And now a break.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Okay, now, Nicholas, you said before I cursed you, you didn't have much going on. Let's unpack that. I care about you because I have to. Because I protect every man, woman, and child here in Foon. And you...
Since when?
When did I really get into that? Let's see. I remember about 200 years ago, I went to this orgy. I cursed some people, and I was like, this isn't doing anything for me.
Plural.
And you mean to tell me that that was when you got your life together?
Oh, yeah. It was right after that. It was right after that.
Oh, you just missed the cutoff, Fump. You just missed the cutoff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you didn't think to go back and decurse the man who was trapped in his own brain during an active orgy?
Let's see. I did go back, and I did uncurse a hippopotamus that I had turned into a potted plant. Yes. Ralph.
A hippopotted plant.
Exactly.
Wow, that is... You, sir, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was kind of on a bender. I was on a curse bender, hex bender.
Was it like a pot with soil and then a hippopotamus head and then leaves on this side?
Yeah,
a hippopotamus
you got it.
Plant. A hippopotamus plant. Arnie, you say it.
Hippopotamus plant.
Nailed it. Got it in one. Wow, you really are the best podcaster in food.
Thank you.
Sorry, what were we talking about? Because I'm really thinking about this hippopotamus plan now.
I think we're talking about, like, funny animals. Like, animals who are, like, kind of weird and fun and silly.
Funny animals, yeah. We're talking about funny animals today.
What's the funniest animal you've seen in the last, I don't know, 200 years?
If we learn one thing in this episode, let's walk away remembering some animals are funny.
That's so true.
Funny. Oh, that's a lesson.
I got blood.
No, wait. Wait. I can't allow myself to accept that after all this time, you've forgotten me completely, even though you changed your life immediately after. I need some sort of payback, a reason why I had to endure 50 years of waiting in line for a urinal in a line where everyone's just shoulder to shoulder, too cramped. 50 years I waited
was
in that line.
Fault?
What? It was one of the torments.
That was one of mine?
That was one of yours, man. That wasn't mine.
Listen, okay. Flump, if it makes you feel better, you can punch the shit out of my legs, okay? Do your worst.
There's clearly something going on with this whole leg thing.
Come on, give my legs 200 punches. Go nuts.
Nicholas, have you ever seen a vampire punch someone? I can't think of a single time I've seen that.
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay, all right.
That's not really their thing.
You think vampires only bite?
No, that's not what I said. I think they don't tend to punch. I think they bite. I think they claw. I think sometimes they swoop.
Yeah.
Sometimes they...
Swipe?
Skulk and swipe, yeah, those are all things that they do. But you don't see a lot of them, like, you know, kind of like fisticuffing.
Because that's where all their power is. Do you know how strong a vampire punch is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they figured out they can punch, we're all screwed. Sorry, what were you here to talk about vampires, Nicholas?
No! No! I came here to kill you, but now I think I came here to kill you. I did, but now I see that you're just as strong as you were before, and you've learned nothing, which means you're probably even more dangerous than when we first met, and honestly, I think I just... I want something to make this worthwhile, and you said you could send me back in time.
I could certainly try. I could also call my friend Can. He's
Wait, you said you could, and now you're saying you'll give it a whirl?
Oh. No, I'm saying, like, I can do time stuff for sure, but if we want to make sure it's beautiful, we call Can. He's a fucking prick, but he's really good at time stuff.
And Fump, I'll lay it out there just so you have all your options. Usor or Can could take you 200 years in the past, undo what happened to you, you never would have experienced this, you live a full life, or... Punch me in the legs 200 times, as hard as you want.
I mean, technically, it wouldn't really undo. He would just be back where he started. But you'd remember everything, all the torment that happened.
Oh, well, leg punches are looking pretty good.
Leg punches are looking better.
I gotta say, you know, isn't there a saying about orgies, you can never go home again? Like,
huh?
Isn't that the saying about orgies?
You can. So you went to an orgy where they said you can never go home again.
Say that as you walked in the door or as you were leaving?
They said, you come into this orgy, but you can never go home again. Yeah.
Okay, you sir, here's what I think happened. I think Ernie went to an orgy. I think he bumped his head on the way in. I think they said, this guy's here again. I wish he'd go home. I think Ernie, because he bumped his head, heard, you can never go home again. What do we think? I bet 35 gold that's what happened. 35 gold? Fump, you want to take it?
I mean, I'll take it.
All right. Hey, Arnie?
Yeah?
Do you remember at this orgy, do you remember hitting your head at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not a sex act. Okay, Fump. Oh, well, 35 gold.
There you go. So you got the money to pay everyone back.
I have the money to pay everyone back, but that does not make me whole.
Okay.
I was going to say that's more closure than most of our guests get.
I just want to say this. Look, just for shits and giggles, how did you think you were going to kill me?
Well, I was going to hit you with a cantrip that I had been picking up in my travels that allows me to conjure balls of slime. And I figured I would... You know, give the old 1-2 slime to the head, and there's so much slime that you can't breathe, and then you asphyxiate on my slime.
Okay, well, you know what? You know what? Fair is fair. Take your best shot.
Ooh, slime.
Just,
Yeah,
just like
slime
that?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your slimy balls in his face.
If it helps, I can. I'll just stand right here.
Everyone at the strange familiar, take notice. Nicholas Fump gets his revenge now.
Okay, he's walking about 90 feet.
Right down the middle. Right down the middle.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Right down the plate. That's some sludge in your mouth.
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
I think he's dead. You got him.
Yep. Bump, you got did him. It. He's dead.
Let me go over and pat the body down. Check his vitals.
This is touching him in
just,
weird
hey,
places.
Check his vitals. You don't need to pat him down.
No,
pat
no,
him
no down pat him. Hang on. I gotta make sure he's not carrying nothing. No.
He doesn't have a hernia.
Okay. Down here. All right.
Satisfied?
Well, you came what you wanted to do. I hope it gives you some kind of closure.
Also, I lost that bet.
No.
Anyway, I forgot. Arnie, I was testing out something during the last break. I put one of my friendship bracers on the roof, and I was going to test something. Chunt!
No.
That's disappeared.
Well, I died. A bit.
No.
How do you feel? Do you feel satisfaction?
You mean to tell me that your death is not permanent?
No. Here. Arnie, give me your knife.
Here you go.
I stabbed myself 6 times in the chest. I'm fine. I'm going to have a cough for a couple days.
Then it's truly no use. You are impervious to my attacks.
Oh no, but you killed me. I definitely died for like a second over there. I mean, do you feel better?
I mean, I while you were on the ground, dead, now full of slime, I felt more pride than I have in 200 years.
Well, there you go.
Keep it, you know.
Yeah, good job.
Good work, buddy. You did it.
Now think about it. If you come up against some mortal who's wronged you, and you want to throw a big slime ball at their head, you can kill them pretty fast, probably. That's something. You said you're not magical. You can make people fall through your mind, and you can throw slime balls. That's at least 2 good spells you've got already. I think it's time for Nicholas. I'm sorry, what was your last name again?
Fump.
To focus on yourself and to become the warlock you were always meant to be. Were you trapped for 200 years? Or were you just on the beginning of your journey to being the greatest hero Foon ever needed?
That's my job.
Sorry, guys. I just came down from the roof. Did someone say Chunt? Did you say Chunt?
Chunt.
Hi, buddy.
Hey. Chunt, I'm going to let Nicholas think about this for a second. Why don't you and I step over to the bar? You know, he can hang out with Arnie, because, you know, they could do human stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Can I do the thing?
You can do the thing.
Okay, crawl under Isidore's hat, grab 2 tufts of his hair.
Ugh, I hate when they do that. Hey, Nicholas, would you mind if I read an email? I know this won't mean anything to you, but maybe, you know, the listeners of this podcast could come to you for advice as well.
Please, read away. I need to nurse my sorrows at the bottom of this glass.
Sure. Hey, listeners, you can always email us by joining the Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and messaging us there, or emailing us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's an email we got a little while ago. Hey, guys. See, Nicholas, this is for both of us. Us guys. Hey, guys. Been listening for years and absolutely love your podcast. Thank the goddesses you are still getting a Wi-Fi signal. I'm writing because of the one true wish on the golden unicorn. Since Usidore wasn't actually dead, doesn't that mean Arnie wished for Tusidore to come back because his name is also Usidore and you gave him the name Tusidore? Does that mean he is alive somewhere? Just something I've been thinking about. Love you, boys. Kate. Oh, shit. I did
wish on a golden unicorn that Usador would come back to life, but Usador was actually not dead at that time, just pretending to be dead, and they did say there could be dark consequences to that wish, and... Oh. It's a lot to think about, but...
Arnie, did the podcast end? Did I miss the end of the podcast?
No.
Fumbin' Uglies. Man, I thought I missed it. Oh, boy. All right, I'm heading back to the bar.
You got it in.
He did it.
Arnie, I see that death has a hard time finding Usador in many different avenues. And so maybe I should let this go. Why suffer for another 200 years? I wanted to ask you, Arnie.
Sure.
You've been around Foon for... a while now, right?
8.5 years, give or take.
8.5 is that's...
That's not nothing.
Not nothing. Do you have any leads on any, like, fun times that a discerning warlock could...
Oh, Nicholas, I've been doing a podcast for 8.5 years. I don't have a lead on any fun times.
You must have talked to somebody who's got a lead.
I just love the art of conversation, so...
This is so wholesome.
Honestly, Nicholas, you look sadder than you have this entire visit.
Well, it's contrast, it's perspective. I've been so obsessed for the last 200 years with killing a wizard who cursed me, when really I could just be getting down on some conversation.
Maybe, look, you... found the purple parchment that made you powerful. Somewhat, I guess, more than you were before. Maybe just go off and try to find other magic items. Try to just get more and more powerful. And then someday maybe you can kill Usador. I don't know. It's just a goal. Goals shouldn't be destinations. But if it's just something that helps you better yourself, like, just go out and find build as much power for yourself as you possibly can. And then kill Usador.
Yeah. I should be living my life to the fullest to take in all of that life has to offer, and if, for whatever reason, something comes into my life that allows me to kill an unkillable wizard, then, well, that's just life.
Yeah.
And I should take that opportunity and kill that wizard.
Yeah, and again, I'm speaking broadly metaphorically here, not specifically.
You did mention Usador by name.
Yeah, I guess I did. And I regret that a little bit, but you know what I mean. Kill your wizard, whatever that might be. It may be in this example, specifically Usador.
Kill. Anyone want wizard. A lemon drop? Shots for everyone. Sweet lemon drop shots.
Ooh, I'll take a lemon drop.
Okay, there you go.
All right, I'll have one too.
I will also have a lemon drop. And afterwards, I will be leaving this bar. And I don't think you'll see me for a while. You should hope that you don't.
Oh. Oh, I'd love to see you again. I think you've been a wonderful guest.
A toast to always bettering ourselves.
Yeah.
To taking lemon drops and making lemonade.
Oh, to silly, funny little animals.
Someone's gotta fucking kill that guy.
To killing your wizard at some point in time.
Ooh. Pretty good. Ooh.
Now that's a toast I can get behind. Usador the Wizard, who we just all agreed has got to go, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Nicholas Fump the Warlock was played by Tyler Davis. Follow Tyler on Instagram at TylerADave, where he has short films debuting in the next few weeks. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. I'm talking about good-hearted Shire folk like Sav, Ashley R. Wesley, William Gillis, Mark Ashton, Armin K., Ella M., Daniel Cubank, Josh Simpson, Kransky the Potato Rider, star of a series of George R.R. Martin books that never took off, Jamie Sayer, Arthur Chase, Joanne Lilly, Bailey Chapman, and Martina Tingley. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, the season 2 finale of Shadow City, DM'd and given an unearned credibility by Anthony Birch.
The doors are completely closed, leading out of the League of Friends super secret stronghold. And they are very, very heavy doors that cannot be opened by anybody who is not either a superhero who can use the palm print scanner on it, or super strong, like, wait, you have a super strong guy with you. That's not a puzzle at all. He has a heart attack.
What? Oh, no.
So he's got a heart attack. He dies. Addle 2 dies right in front of you, tragically, for the sake of the puzzle. And yes, how are you going to get through the super big door that has a palm scanner and otherwise is very heavy?
Guys, as soon as we tried to turn Addle 2 into Infecto, he died of mysterious causes. We're dealing with a serial killer.
And I think Tommy Punches closes Addle 2's eyes and says,
Addle 2 Brute.
To listen to all of Season 1 and 2 of Shadow City and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Looking for another way to listen to Hello from the Magic Tavern? How curious! My head is involuntarily shaking itself back and forth in a no gesture. The body certainly is a wonder. Anyway, all of Season 4, so far, is up on YouTube at the official Hello from the Magic Tavern YouTube page. There's a link in the show notes. I dare you. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Welcome to another episode of Podpires. A podcast broadcast monthly onto a berry stuck on a twig with a leaf in front of it. I am Kendall the Tall, and I'm always joined by...
I am Shiv the Red.
Yes, and also...
I am Blood Daddy.
Come on, Blood Daddy, come on.
Come on, Blood Daddy.
Say one of your catchphrases.
Oh, please, Blood Daddy.
Can say catchphrase.
Trim your nails so you can make a fist.
Yes, punch. We learn to punch. And not the last but not least, we have...
I am the War Goblin.
What is...
The War Goblin.
Yes, and we've got vampires from all over the region where we yes. all have slightly...
And look, if we do not understand your accent, that is not on you. That is on us.
We should attune our ears.
We have super hear. Here's the thing, my own accent is changing. I can hear it. They're all to do.
You have but to now, listen with your heart, not just your ears.
Let's hear from one of our advertisers. This episode is brought to you by water. Lakes, rivers, streams, what do they have in common? They're all made of water. And we're back.
I'm still thinking about that one.
Should we talk about blood today?
I think we will find our way to it. Of course, we always do.
We always do.
We always do.
Email us at podpires@microsoftoutlook.gov
or at our verified account on x.com.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on Station 8.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.